Alei Shur Chelek Beis Daf Nun Beis at paragraph Aleph. Eretz Uschunisya. Each country with its properties, its characteristics. The Midrash says Yesh Eretz Megadeles Giboirim, Yesh Eretz Megadeles Chalashim. Certain countries that have a tendency to give rise to very mighty, robust people, and other places where the people who grow there are weaker. Yesh Megadeles Uchlosin, Yesh Memaetes Uchlosin. Some countries are capable of, some regions are capable of sustaining large populations, and some only small populations. Makoim Makoim Anashav, each place and its type of person who lives there. Hayeled Hanuilad Be'aratsoy Umkoimoye, a child born in his place, in his country. Tiv'ihu She'ekabel Tichonois Tzvivaso, it's natural that he should absorb certain characteristics of his place. Al Rivka Imenu Alav Shalom Amru, regarding Rivka Imenu, Chazal say, Rashi quotes them, Hayasa Bas Rasha, she was the daughter of Besuel, the Achois Rasha, the sister of Lavan, Koimah, and Sheresha, the whole place was rotten. Veloy Lamda Mimasem, and nonetheless, she managed not to absorb that. Now, Limud Zem, and Chazal here speak about Loi Lamda Mimasem, she didn't learn from them, she didn't emulate them. Ein Limud Mechuvan Kumo Bevei Sefer, we're not talking about a directed, structured learning program as you find in a school. Ela Kelitas Haisnagus Shel HaSviva, it means absorbing the modes of behavior of the in that environment. Kedavar Muvan Melav, it's something taken for granted. A child, the vast majority of children, just absorb it as something which is taken for granted. A person is capable of not just doing that, not just absorbing automatically from the environment. Such a person is certainly a bardas and has a very high ethical level. Rivka was a young child. It's a wonder that she was not influenced by her environment at such a tender age. Kasher Adam Oymed Al Da'atoy, when a person becomes intellectually mature, Yesh Lo Livchon Heitev Techonois Mekomoy, he has to very clearly examine the characteristics of his place. He should realize that up to now, he was absorbing it as something taken for granted. Most of us are not of the level of Rivka Imeinu. But when a person does become intellectually mature, he should stop and think, what are the properties, what are the characteristics of this place? And then to judge what is acceptable, what is desirable, and what is not. So the Ibn Ezra explains this in some greater depth. He writes in Parshas Vayelech, Yodanu ki Hashem Echad. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in the sense of being unchanging. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change. Vashinu yavo me'mekablim. Changes come from the recipients, from human beings who receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vashem lo yeshane ma'asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change his deeds. Ki kulam em bechuchma. They're all conducted with wisdom. Umei avoidas Hashem. Part of avoidas Hashem, one element of it, is lishmoir koyach hakibul kefi hamakoyim. To preserve one's ability to receive in accordance with the place that one finds oneself. Al kein kosuv es mishpat elokei ha'oritz. That's why the Torah speaks about this idea, the law of the God of the land, of this particular country. Al kein omar Yaakov, and that's why Yaakov said to his party, hasiru es elokei ha'neichav, remove the foreign gods. Be'ur, explanation. Kosuv melo yichol ha'oritz kevoidei. The Novi Yeshayahu utters these words, Meloi Cholaoetz Kevoidoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire land, he permeates it. Ve'ein baze kol hevdel ben Yerushalayim or New York. Makes no difference whether it's Yerushalayim, New York, any other place. Kol makoim ba'olam malei kevoidoi. Everywhere is saturated with Hashem's presence. Ve'inei bechozus yesh hevdelim, but nonetheless, Chazal tell us that there are differences ועשר מדרגות של קדושה יש לנו בארץ ישראל לבד. Even in ארץ ישראל itself, there are 10 different levels of קדושה. There's the קודש הקודשים, and then there's the היכל, and then there's the בית המקדש in Yerushalayim and other places. In ארץ ישראל, חז"ל enumerate 10 levels of קדושה, וארץ העמים אינה מתוארה כמו ארץ ישראל. Certainly, outside of ארץ ישראל, it's not as pure as ארץ ישראל. ואם כבודו יתברך שווה בכל מקום בעולם, and if הקדוש ברוך הוא permeates the whole land, as the pasuk says, the whole world, מהו עניין ההבדלים? So then, what are these differences? התשובה, the answer is, ישנם מקוימויס בעלי טבעים גסים. There are places with more coarse natures, שבהם אין כבודו יתברך מוגש כל כך, where Hashem's presence, even though it's there, is not as readily sensed. You can't easily feel it. ויש מקוימויס בעלי טבעים עדינים. And there are other places with a more sensitive, more gentle nature, ששם ניתן להרגיש יסודי כבשר יתברך, where it's easier to sense Hashem's presence. Hu asher kosav Eben Ezer. That's what Eben Ezer means in this quotation we just had. Hashem echad, v'ashenu yavo me'mekablim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and unchanging. Differences arise from the recipients. Kloima, that is to say, mitzido yizbarach, kol ha'mekomo yishavim. Everywhere is exactly the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates the entire universe. It's all the same. אבל המקבלים, the recipients, היינו הטבעים, the nature of different places, שינים בכל מקום. They differ. וחוכמסו יזברך יש יצא בארצו יש טבעים ותכונו שונס. It's Hashem's wisdom. He desired that there should be different natures in different places, different characteristics. הבדלי המקומויס מחייבים או יסענו בעבוד עשינו. And these differences impose a certain obligation in עבוד עשינו. והדברים אמורים בעיקר במי שבא מחוץ לארץ לארץ ישראל. This is especially relevant for somebody who's coming from חוץ לארץ into ארץ ישראל. בחוץ לארץ אין טהרה כל כך כמו בארץ ישראל. It is not as refined. והעולה לארץ ישראל חייב לשנוי סיסנהגוסוי. A person who's making aliyah has to change his behavior שתתאים לקדושת הארץ, so that it's worthy, it fits the sanctity of the land. זוהי כוונס אבן עזר באומוי. That's what he meant when he wrote, ומעבודת השם לשמור כוח הקיבול כפי המקום. It's part, it's an element of עבודת השם, to preserve one's ability to receive in accordance with the place that one finds oneself. האדם יכול ולכן חייב לקבל בארץ ישראל שפע יוסר רב של קדושה. The person is capable in ארץ ישראל and therefore obligated. This is a phrase that we see many, many times throughout Alei Yeshua. He uses this idea all the time. Whatever you're capable of, you're obligated in. So since a person is capable, he's therefore obligated, when he's in Eretz Yisrael, to receive more Kedusha. Elehem dvarim chamurim. This is a serious matter. Umi she'eino shomer koach hakibul shelo bevo'o Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who comes to Eretz Yisrael and does not preserve the ability to receive, alul chas v'chalila liskalkel be'Eretz Yisrael. He might find himself not growing, but quite the opposite when he comes to Eretz Yisrael. So especially in that context, these words are relevant. Biram, however, לא ירק כלפי העלייה לארץ ישראל הדברים אמורים. It's not limited to the idea of making עלייה into ארץ ישראל. בכל מקום בעולם מחכים לאדם ניסיונס מיוחדים. Everywhere in the world, there are specific ניסיונס. They are specific to that particular location. ותמיד בבוא אדם למקום חדש, whenever a person comes to a new place, עליו לשים עין על תכונוס המקום. He has to be conscious of it, not like we said above. A child naturally adopts the modes of behavior, the speech, all sorts of characteristics of a place. We don't think about that as children, but as an adult, as a bardas, a person, when he comes to a new place, he said before, even in his own place, he has to be consciously contemplating, analyzing. To pay attention to the particular properties of that place, and to preserve that ability that he has to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is when we speak about people who say the differences between communities. English Jews, American Jews, South African Jews, they have certain uniqueness to them, certain characteristics that mark them out. These ones are South African temperaments, South African mentality, we call it, Australian mentality. This is what we're speaking about. That's one aspect of Makoyim. literally your place. Now, yeshna oid bechina shel makom. There's another aspect of one's place which is not literal. Mekoymoy shel adam besichat tzibur. Talk about the place of the person within the community. Shegam ze sheyach leitzim chayav. This too is part of the essence of his life. Shekenu yitzur chevasi, because human beings are social beings. Lifnei matan tira, omar hakadosh bohu lemoshe rabbeinu alav asherim. So in parashas Yisoy, before matan tira, vegam hakoyanim hanigashim el Hashem, even the kohanim, in that era it was the firstborns, yiskadeshu, they should sanctify themselves, pen yifritz bahem Hashem, lest they be harmed. Rashi says yiskadeshu, which literally from the root kodesh, yeah, you mezumonim liyisyatzev alumdan. They must be ready, they must be prepared to stand at their station. Harayesh baze kedusha, you see over here, because the word is yiskadeshu, there's an element of kedusha, shiamdu davka b'makom yashe bohim idosam, to stand specifically where they were told to stand, in that place, in that role that they have to stand there, that's a kedusha. The fair kutes, pasuk yud, still in parashas Yisrael, nema vekidashtam, again, you shall sanctify them. Kan umtagim usezamnun. And Onklos translates again, prepare, be ready. V'chen, b'fasuk yudalet, v'yikadesh esam, he sanctified the people, umtagim v'zamin yasam. Once again, Onklos says, and he prepared the people. Kan mitargim yiskadshu yiskadeshun. Here, so yiskadshu, Onklos translates, literally, yiskadshun, sanctify themselves. Aval Rashi mevegam kan yu muzim. Rashi here also uses the terminology of Onklos in the other psukim. They must be ready and prepared. Lachen yesh kan makom lavin. And therefore, we're arguing over here. There's room to understand. Shezoi mamash kedusha keshe shomim es mekomam. There's a kedusha involved when a person preserves his place. When he guards his place, ure Rashi b'fasuk akodem, in the previous pasuk, pen yehersu el Hashem yirois, lest they break forth to see. Rashi says, "Kol harisa mafredes aseifas abinyan." We speak about harisa means to destroy the building, its cohesion, to undo its cohesion. Af hanifredim imatzav anashim. And similarly, when it's not a physical structure, when it's people standing together, if people break forth, horosim es amatzav, they destroy the cohesion of the situation. This is a subtle matter. Al ha'adam la'amoid bimkomo bezoch ha'tzibur. A person has to guard, to preserve his place within the community. Even if at Matan Tera, an individual wanted to go further, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be closer to the Divine Presence, a lovely share davka bimkumo, he has to remain in that particular place. V'zoi kedusha, and that's what we're learning over here, that is an aspect of kedusha, if he forgoes that, growing closer, kedei la'amod b'makom she'emidu alav, in order to stay in the place where he's been placed. I think the author is referring to many, many situations, numerous throughout history, of Talmidei Chachamim, who, so to speak, yes, in inverted commas, they sacrificed their own ability to grow in order to do other things for the community, because that's a place where they were placed. So they, for example, they established a yeshiva, even though they themselves could have left that to others and become the poisekador, that type of situation. You could go further by yourself, but they felt their place is within the society is kacha ve-kacha, and therefore it was a greater kedusha, that type of idea. The Midrash says, gilin, chavurois ve-chavurois mivya kadosh pro la'olam. Kadosh brings to the world age groups together and groups of people together. Meis echad min agil yidag kol agilin. When one of that group dies, they should all be concerned. Chaver echad min chavura. If one of the group dies, yidag kol chavura. It's also a Gemara in Shabbos. And the Midrash is telling us that we part of a broader group. Zeu ma'amadei shel adam b'sei chavura says. A person has a certain station within his group. Hamatil alav chiyuvim lidoglet, it imposes upon him obligations to care for the group, liyishaer besicha, not to abandon it, lo linatek mimena, not to withdraw from it. Harei makom bishnei muvanim. So we learned about the term makoim in two senses. Ze shegadalu b'mileida, literally the place where he grew and imprinted certain temperament upon him and certain personality. And secondly, that tzibur shu chai bo achrei shamad al da'atoy, the tzibur that a person lives in after he attains intellectual maturity. Oid bechina shlishis yeshna. Now there's a third aspect of makoim. Again, non-literal. Ha-makoim she'adam masig al edei avodah zarah. The place, in inverted commas, that a person attains through his avodah. Hu asher manu ben ha-memches davar she'atorah niknes ben. So the Brisa in Pirkei Avos, enumerating the 48 ways in which the Torah is acquired, one of them is ha-makir es mekoimoy. Not talking about a GPS. Ha-makir es mekoimoy here in a non-literal sense. He knows his place. Kach matzinu besanhedrin. This famous Gemara, v'shalosh shurois shel tamidei chachamim yeshvin lifneihen, three rows of tamidei chachamim before the Beis Din, kol echad v'echad makir es mekomo, each one knowing his place. And Rashi explains, lefi shebatchila kaseder hoshivum, because they were seated in a particular order. It wasn't just first come, first serve. Shura rishona gdola mishashniya, the tamidei chachamim in the first row were greater than those in the second row. V'hi gdola min hashlishis, the second row was greater than the third. Also within every row, they were seated in a particular order. Hagadol Baroish, the more senior one, at the head of the row. Sheni lemata imenu v'chein kolam ze lemata mizenen, in descending order. Lefichach tzerich kol echad lakir mekomoyen. Therefore, each person had to know his place. Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamed Zayin. Kach gam kshelom yishivim esadam makomorila. The point is that the same applies even when you're not told this is particularly your place, like it was in the Beis Din. When you're not, when they know signs by the seat to tell you where to sit. Who tzarich be'atzmoi lakir mekomo ben chavera? The person has to know his place among his peers. Alav lo das ma'alasei. He needs to know his stature. Kedei sheyeda ezo achayus muteles alav ba'avodah, in order to know what responsibilities incumbent upon him in his avodah. Ashe al zeh nitpa sheolam melech. This is the criticism against sheolam melech. Shmuel said to him, im katanata be'inecha, Roish Shifte Israel Ata. You may have been small in your own eyes, but you were the head of the nation. You were expected to be in a certain place. You could not excuse yourself on the grounds of humility, even though you were small in your own eyes. Ubevada Alav Ladas Shiflusoi. Of course, we're talking to the individual, and he has to know his level in Kolmashi Sigbatira. Despite everything he's attained in Torah, he should not budge from the simplicity and humility in his behavior. Finally, throughout one's life, throughout the different periods of life, a person is accompanied with a certain connection to his place. Initially, it's where he grows. And as we said, he attains a certain temperament. And we speak like we said before, you speak about an American Jew or a British Jew or a South African Jew, they have certain temperaments that you acquire almost automatically by virtue of where you are. Then we said, of course, one has to analyze it when one becomes a badass. So then a certain connection to his place in society, in his group, and then the place that he acquires through his avodah. In every period of life, there are certain obligations based on his station in that life, regarding recalling that a place. That's as far as Makoim. Base, paragraph base, legabei zman, regarding time, mikra malehu, it's an explicit pasuk in Tehillim, perek lamed aleph, beyadecha itoy sai, my times are in your hand. Speaking to Hashem, Yadecha ite yisai. Uchmoy b'inyan ha-makoyim, just like it was with regard to place, kach gam b'inyan ha-zman. So when it comes to time, yesh ba'adam b'china klalis u'b'china piratis. There's a general aspect and there's a specific aspect. Unva'er, let's explain. The Midrash quotes a pasuk in Koheles. Al t'imar shayamim ha-rishonim yetovim ele. Do not say that earlier days were better than now. It's not from wisdom that you inquire. That's the pasuk. The Midrash urges us, the generation that has come should be in your eyes like the generation that has passed. Do not say, oh, if only Rabbi Akiva was here, I would go and learn with him. But now, you know, it's a weaker generation. Ilu hayu rabbi zera v'rabbi yochanan kayamin, if these early Amoraim were around, ha'isi shana lifneim. But now we've declined, and I'm just not interested because the scholars currently are not quite on that level. Don't say that. Elador she'be'amecha v'chacham she'be'amecha. Your generation and the chachamim in your generation, kedor she'alach v'chachamim ha'rishim she'lefanecha, should be in your eyes like the generation that passed and the early chachamim. Umar Rabbi Yechan, Ksiv. The pasuk tells us, Hashem asher asa es Moshe ves Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He made Moshe and Aaron, Uchsiv, another pasuk, Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal ves Bedan ves Yiftach ves Shemuel. So first of all, the names. Yerubal ze Gidoin, in Sheftim, Bedan ze Shimshoin, also in Sheftim, Yiftach Yimashmo, that's Yiftach, and Shemuel. So we're comparing Moshe and Aaron on the one hand to Gidoin, Shimoin, Yiftach, Shemuel. Another similar comparison, Uchsiv, Moshe v'Aaron v'chayanav u'Shmuel v'korei Shmoi, in Tehillim, we said this on Erev Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, yeah, Moshe v'Aaron v'chayanav u'Shmuel v'korei Shmoi. Comparing, equating Shmuel, a much later generation, to Moshe and Aaron. So the point, now the Midrash comes with the punchline. Shakal ha'kasuv gimel kalei oilam im gimel gdoi le'olam. The psukim here equate three, one hesitates to say this, but the Midrash says, kalei olam, like lightweight authorities, with three heavyweight authorities. Yeah, we're talking about Gidoin and Shimshoin and Yiftach, and those leaders we're equating to Shmuel, Moshe and Aaron. Lelamedcha, to teach you, shebezdin shel Yerubal, the Beis Din of Gidoin Gadol v'chashuv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis Dino shel Moshe, is just as important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Beis Din of Moshe, uveis dino shel Shimshoin keveis din shel Aaron, v'chulei, ein li ela shefet shebedoirecha. The judge in your time, that's what you have. Lo yemei chuchma she'al tazeis, that's the pasuk in Koheles that it began with. Don't say that the earlier days were better, because that is not, you're not asking from wisdom. Says the author, ha'chuchmai, what is wise, is to recognize that the time that you live in is part of your essence. We mentioned this in the introduction to this chapter, that it's not like a behemoth. A behemoth can be transported in time, at least in theory. Nothing will change. A human being cannot. This Reuven, part of his essence, and of course, these are Kabbalistic concepts, I cannot describe them, but some are part of his essence, part of his neshama is intertwined with the time that he lives in. You cannot take this Reuven and put him 500 years ago. It's not him. And that's the Chochmah. The generation into which the individual is born is his reality. That's where he must do his avodah. That's where his success lies. Every generation has greatness and has weaknesses and challenges. Of course, we have to battle against the disadvantages, the weak points of the generation that we discern. But we can't relinquish our generation. We can't move away from it. We will always remain part of this generation. Again, the quotation from the Midrash. If Rabbi Akiva was here, then I would go and learn. There may be here a yearning for chokhmah, but it's not wisdom. It's not a clever statement. Somebody from our generation wouldn't understand even the smallest conversation of somebody from an ancient generation like Rabbi Akiva. Chokhmah, what is wisdom? To reach perfection in our generation specifically. To use the advantages of the generation, the fact that, as we said, every generation has some strengths, and to battle against its weaknesses and awful points. This is a nice phrase. Our generation is a frame, literally. It's a framework in Ruchanius, not just physically, but spiritually, it's our framework. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every generation the ability to reach its perfection. That's the first point. That's the general aspect of time. Then, specific. ולכל אדם ישנה תקופה חיים שלו. Of course, every individual goes through different periods of time. והעבודה שלו משתנה מתקופה לתקופה. His avoda changes from period to period. It's not, לא הרי הבחור ישיבה, כי הרי אין אברך. Things change from period to period. הגרו כוסה בברכס יויצר, so he writes in his commentary to that באחר, דלת זמנים שונים יש לאדם. You can divide into four different periods, broadly speaking, four different periods, ימי נערוס, בחרוס, שחרוס, ימי הזקנה, in increasing order of age. בן נערוסו, he defines it עד 10 שנים, up to roughly 10 years, הוא אז כנמר, he's fierce like a leopard, ולא יגיע לגבורס שיסכמים עליו אדם. Okay, מ-10 עד שהוא בן 20, from 10 to 20, אז יגיע לגבורס. That's called גבורס, might. צריך לתקיף שיהיה מסגם בעדו ינית, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא for certain things. ומבין 20 עד בן 50, from 20 to about 50, נעשה אישה, מוליד בנים. So a person marries, he has a family, צריך לישועה בניין פרנסה סוי, פרנסה אשתו, ואנשי ביסוי, he has to support his family and other things. ומ-50 עד 70, אז ימי הירידה, from 50 to 70, certain decline, על דרך שאמור להחזר עצים פרקי אבויס, בין 90 לשוח, שנעשה שח ושפיל. Person becomes weaker, צריך למסגב לגופו לעצמו ולא מזה לעשי. He needs certain other things from הקדוש ברוך הוא. וזה שאנחנו מבקשים, that's what we ask in this ברכה, שירחם עלינו בדלת זמנים אלה, that Hashem should support us in different ways through these different periods of life. כי אתה עדיין עוזנו בימי הנערוס, you are the master of our strength in the early stage, כי השם עוז לעמו ייתן, פוסק עם תהילים, והוא עדיין גם בדבר הזה ולא יאדם. He is the determining one here, not the person, כי יש כמה נערים חלושים, ואתה צור ותקיף מסגבין, you like a rock, that's בימי הבחרוס, from 10 to 20, ועש הגבורה של יש לטוב בנו חזקים ממנו, ואתה מגן ישענו, then we describe him as a shield, בימי השחרוס, שצריכים אנחנו לישועה נגד מערכת השמיים ומשתרן, we need salvation מקדוש ברוך הוא between the ages of 20 and 50, שאין מזל ישראל, זה חזל, ולסס להם פרנסה ואוכלם ביתם, so we need הקדוש ברוך הוא פרנסה, particularly in that stage, and finally הוא אמר מוגן, שהוא מרחוק, ואין הנשא יודע איזה ישו עשוי. A shield protects a person from afar. The person doesn't even know necessarily that he's being protected. כן, אנחנו שוכבים על מיטתנו, we go to sleep, we lie on the bed, והוא לוחם מלחמתנו בשמיים, הקדוש ברוך הוא is fighting on our behalf in שמיים, ובזמן הזקנה הוא מסגב בעדינו פירוש בעד הגוף עצמוי, for the body. The author paraphrases it, הרי כל תקופה בעניינה. The point is that in different times of one's life, it's got its own עניינים, its own challenges. וכמו שתכונסנו משתנה, just like we changed through these times, כך השגחס הקדוש ברוך עלינו משתנה. So to the providence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us changes. עד כאן.